Grandmother.
And his wife is your?
Grandmother.
What did you call them?
My dad's, never knew my grandparents on my mother's side, his dad, and my grandmother's on what I knew on my father's side, so just call her grandma, you know, granny.
What about something on wheels that you could put a baby in and then lie down?
Carriage.
Okay, and you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and
walk the baby again.
Okay. And if you have two children, you might have a son and a...
You might have a boy.
A son and a...
Daughter.
Or a boy and a...
Girl.
And say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob, what, 5 inches?
Grown.
Hmm?
Grown.
Okay. And you say you certainly have...
Grown.
Okay. And just 1 year, Bob...
Has grown.
Okay. And if child's misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Bail.
Okay. What else would you tell him?
Or they would get a spanking or something, you know.
Anything more severe than a spanking, you tell him?
No, not really. I don't believe. I haven't.
Hmm?
I haven't told my dad. Spanking about as far as I go. She don't get me anything.
You'd say she had a hard life. Her husband died and she, what, 3 children by herself?
Raised.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, the same shaped nose, you'd say that he
was like his father.
Okay. Any other way of saying that? He
looks like his father.
Hmm?
Looks like his father.
Okay. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
He's just like his father.
And if a woman's going to have a child, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Any other way of saying that?
Father said, well, just like your older people, you say, well, she's caring, looking for a baby, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did people used to use the word pregnant much?
Here?
Mm-hmm. Does it sound sort of...
No, it never, never hid from us, you know. It don't sound too bad to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, a woman's caring. Baby and don't have a baby, she's pregnant, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you ever hear any joking ways of saying that?
What's that now? Pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
What about, if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for?
What would you call her?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call her? Midwife or something like that.
Okay. And a child is born to a woman that's not married.
What would you call the child?
Mm-hmm.
Bastard child.
Any other names?
Mm-hmm. No, not really.
Did you ever hear a woods colt or bush child? And your
I heard of a nigger in a wood pile somewhere.
What does that mean?
Well, that's usually because when a woman may or may not be married, you know, she comes pregnant and the kid is born and they say, well, you're the result of the nigger in the wood pile, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They say that even if she's married?
Yeah, especially when her husband is more shocked than she is the fact she's pregnant.
Or if the baby doesn't resemble the husband.
Right. Husband or wife, you know. Like it happened around here where both people were real light complete and they get the least bit sun, it just, you know, blister them and everything else. And everybody figured this lady was running around on her husband and the baby was born and it was just as dark complected as dark could be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Three other kids were real light complected too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.